2. Robert Duquerne's Office, The Temple, City of Zion, The Temple Lands.
Robert, you can't keep doing this, Zomson Trenaire said flatly.
Doing what? Robert Duquerne asked calmly, almost coldly, looking up from the endless sea of paperwork which flowed across his desk daily.
You know perfectly well what.
Trenaire closed the door of Duquerne's private office behind himself and crossed to stand before the other vicar's desk.
Do you think Jasper is the only one who's noticed what you're doing, or not doing? He demanded.
Duquerne sat back in his chair, elbows on the armrests, and gazed at the Chancellor of the Church of God Awaiting. As always, the office was perfectly, restfully lit and exactly the right temperature. The chair, as always, was almost unbelievably comfortable under him. The walls, as always, bore a slowly, almost imperceptibly changing mosaic of fresh green trees growing against the backdrop of distant blue mountains. And the air, as always, was filled with the gentle sound of background music. It was all a jarring, almost, no, not almost, obscene contrast to the horrors Jasper Clinton's Inquisition was even then visiting upon men, women, and children in God's name.
"What is it precisely I'm not doing, Zomson?" he asked. "Tell me, am I failing to participate in the judicial murder of my fellow vicars? Failing to applaud the torture of women, wives who probably didn't even know what their husbands were doing, assuming their husbands were actually doing anything at all? Failing to lend the seal of my approval to the decision to have 16-year-old girls burned to death because their fathers pissed Jasper off? Is that what I'm failing to do, Zomson?"
Trenaire's eyes widened at Duquerne's cold, biting contempt. He gazed at the other vicar for a long moment, then his own eyes fell, and he stood looking at Duquerne's desktop, until, finally, he raised his eyes once again.
"It's not that simple, Robert, and you know it," he said.
"On the contrary, it's exactly that simple," Duquerne responded. "You may argue that there are other factors involved, other considerations, but that doesn't make a single question I just asked you any less valid or less pertinent. You can lie to yourself about that if you want, but I won't, not anymore."
"Don't you understand how Jasper's going to react if you start saying things like that to someone else?"
Trenaire's eyes were almost pleading.
"If he even thinks you're trying to inspire some sort of resistance to the Inquisition?"
The Chancellor's voice trailed off, and Duquerne shrugged.
"To my own shame," he said flatly, "I'm doing nothing of the sort. I'm keeping my mouth shut, and may God forgive me for it. Because, believe me, Zomson, if I thought for one single moment that I could inspire some effective resistance, that I could stop this atrocity, I would do it. I would do it if I knew I would die tomorrow myself for the doing."
He met Trenaire's gaze flatly, unflinchingly, and tension hummed between them, singing in the depths of the office's silence. Something deep inside Zomson Trenaire quailed before Duquerne's unwavering eyes. Something which had once believed it, too, was a true vocation to serve God's will. He'd always thought that, in many ways, Robert Duquerne was the weakest of the group of four. Far smarter and more principled than Elaine Magware, perhaps, but ultimately flawed. Unwilling to face what had to be done in the service of maintaining Mother Church's authority. He was the sort of man prepared to look the other way, to acquiesce when someone else was willing to do what must be done, so long as it was not required of him. Most of the Chancellor still thought that, but not all of him. Not that something in himself which had once believed.
"Maybe he is still like that," he thought. "Maybe all this regenerated faith of his is only another way to avoid doing the unpleasant things. But I don't think it is, not really. If that were all it was, he wouldn't antagonize Jasper this way. and he sure as Shan Wei wouldn't antagonize me when I'm the only potential ally against Jaspar he can possibly hope to find. If Jaspar ever hears you say something like that, Trenaire heard his own voice saying almost conversationally, the fact that you're a member of the Group of Four won't save you. You do realize that, don't you? That you might as well go ahead and oppose him openly?
I could find myself in far worse company, Ducairne replied levelly.
But not in any debtor company.
Probably not. Which is why you're the only one I've said it to. Of course, you can always go and tell him what I said, couldn't you? On the other hand, if you do that, and he does to me what he's already done to so many other men and women we've known all our lives, then you'll be all alone with him and Elaine, won't you? How long do you think you'll last? Especially when you're the one the Grand Vicar listens to, the only person with a source of authority which might rival that of the Inquisition. Once he starts worrying about traitors in our own ranks.
Trenaire felt his jaw trying to drop. He restrained the impulse with the experience of decades of political infighting. Yet the acuity of what Ducairne had just said shocked him.
And he's right, damn him. I can't afford to have Jaspar thinking that way. And I can't afford to let Robert go down either. Because as long as he's still here, I can always divert Jaspar into going after him if I have to. Once he's gone. All right, I won't deny. I can't deny your point, Trenaire admitted out loud. I don't want to be the only potential voice of opposition now that he's got the bit between his teeth. But that's not going to keep you alive and in one piece if you antagonize him badly enough. I may have selfish reasons to not want to see anything happen to you. But it won't do you any good if I go down with you either, and I'm not willing to do that.